Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the post Q4 results conference call for Cadila Healthcare Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode. There will be an opportunity for you to ask questions at the end of today's presentation. Should you need any assistance during this conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star and then zero on your touchtone telephones. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I would now like to hand the conference over to Dr. Ganesh Nayak, Executive Director of Cadila Healthcare Limited. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Good evening and welcome to our post-result teleconference for FY 2012. We have with us Mr. Pankaj Patel, our Chairman and Managing Director, Dr. Sharvil Patel, Deputy Managing Director, Mr. Nitin Parekh, our CFO, and Vishal Gaur, General Manager, Investor Relations. While the year 2010-11 marked our achievement of an important milestone of the $1 billion in revenues, the year 2011-12 marks the beginning of our journey beyond the billion in pursuit of our next milestone of $3 billion by 2015. During the year, we carried out a detailed exercise to work out the strategy for this journey beyond the billion, or BTB, as we at Zydus call it. After a detailed study of various therapies and markets, we identified 15 markets and 13 therapies where we would be focusing. Different markets have been classified into different clusters. They are home markets, steady growth businesses, and new technology businesses. Home markets comprising of two established markets of India formulations and U.S. generics, and two potentially promising future markets of Brazil and Mexico. While the established home markets are expected to continue sustainable and profitable growth with significant revenue contribution, future home markets have higher growth potential and large revenue contribution in times to come. Coming to the steady growth businesses comprising of Europe, Japan, emerging markets, consumer wellness, animal health, APIs, JVs, and alliances, these markets are expected to continue steady growth momentum with low variability in business performance. New technology businesses comprised of biosimilars, transdermals, vaccines, injectables, inhalables, creams and ointments, and new chemical entities. While these businesses require high upfront investments, which we have already initiated, they have very large potential upside in future. Vision, objectives, and detailed roadmaps for each of these businesses have been defined. Several strategic initiatives have been identified for each of the businesses, along with their execution plan, to ensure that each business achieves its own vision and BTB objectives. Key risks and their mitigation plans have also been identified for each business. To ensure better review and monitoring process, greater accountability, and better focus, we have also revamped the internal governance architecture. Key initiatives and implementation plans have been laid out for improving the overall organizational health in the areas of value creation, innovation, collaboration, and accountability. These dimensions are referred to as VICA, V-I-C-A, for growth. The implementation of various initiatives identified in this exercise has begun, and we are confident of continuing our history of crossing milestone after milestone successfully. With that, let me share some of the highlights and the numbers for the year gone by. On the India formulations front, we acquired Biochem Pharma, one of the top 40 pharma companies in India, to capitalize growth of the acute segment. With the launch of the new division, Ocucare, we have forayed into the new therapy segment of ophthalmology. We maintain strong leadership positions in the cardiology, gynecology, gastrointestinal and respiratory therapy areas in the represented markets and continued to outpace markets in nutraceuticals and the rheumatology segments. We have initiated programs to improve sales force effectiveness in some key divisions. We launched over 90 new products, including over 40 line extensions, of which 29 were first in India launches. These included Pexin, which is pegylated GCSF, Pegihep, which is pegylated interferon alpha-2b, both of which were from the indigenous biologics pipeline developed at our own Zydus Research Center. Overall, the India formulations business posted sales of 4988 million rupees during the fourth quarter, up 38% year-on-year. Growth, excluding Biochem, was also a healthy 23% year-on-year, and this in spite of the fact that we had a good base in the same quarter last year because of the healthy billion. Coming to the U.S. generics space, we launched 6 new products during the year. With the acquisition of the assets of Nesher Pharma, we forayed into the 7 billion generic controlled substances market. We filed 21 ANDAs with the U.S. FDA, including 2 for pulmonary products, taking our cumulative ANDA filings to 148. We entered into an agreement with Microvix to market urokinase, a critical therapy thrombolytic drug, the market of which is expected to touch $400 million in the U.S. by 2020. In terms of prescriptions, we have recently been ranked the 11th largest generic company in the U.S. by IMS. During the year, we posted sales of 12431 million rupees in the U.S., up 29% year-on-year. Our growth, excluding Nesher, was 18%. Now, coming to Brazil, we continued our focus on brand-building initiatives and launched 7 new products, including line extensions, with an aspiration to be the lead player in chronic therapy segments. We filed 18 new product dossiers for the Brazilian market with the regulatory authority, taking our cumulative filings to 82, and received 7 dossier approvals, against only last 3 years, taking our cumulative approvals to 34. This should help us increase our sales in the coming quarters. During the year, we registered sales of 2473 million rupees in Brazil, up 10% year on year. In Mexico, we filed 14 product dossiers with the regulatory authority, COFEPRIS, and we expect our revenues to begin in this market from 2013. In Europe, we continued to progress in the oral market with the launch of 16 products in France, including 6 day one and 12 new products in Spain. Over half of these products were manufactured and supplied from India. We filed 23 new product dossiers for Europe with the regulatory authorities, taking our cumulative filings to 136, and received approval for 25 dossiers, taking our cumulative approvals to 90. During the year, Europe registered sales of 2983 million rupees, up 8% year on year. In Japan, we launched 2 in-licensed products and received the PMDA approval for 3 new products, including 1 for day one launch. We filed 8 product dossiers for the Japanese market with the regulatory authority, taking our cumulative filings to 12. During the year, Japan registered a sale of 522 million rupees, up 24% year on year. In the emerging market space, we gained market shares in Philippines, Vietnam, and Sri Lanka. In spite of political imbalances and regulatory changes in some of the markets. Emerging markets posted sales of 555 million rupees in quarter four, up by 5% year on year. On the Zydus wellness front, Sugar Free continues to outpace the market, which now holds a commanding 91% market share. Everyuth Scrub and Peel Off grew despite stiff competition, showing signs of revival in the last quarter. We continued investments in creating awareness for the new concept, Actilife, which progressed on expected lines. From a degrowth of 12% sales in the quarter three, Zydus Wellness achieved a positive growth of 11% in quarter four and posted sales of 857 million rupees. On the animal health business front, we launched 11 new products in India during the year. We acquired Bremer Pharma, Germany, to expand our animal health business globally. Overall, the animal health business posted sales of 2025 million rupees during the year, up 38% year-on-year. Growth, excluding Bremer, was 17%. Sales growth in the fourth quarter, excluding Bremer, was 30%. Our API facilities continued their strong support through backward integration to cater to the demand for finished formulations across the markets and filed 10 US DMFs during the year, taking our cumulative filings to 107. Now coming to our JVs and alliances, the Zydus Hospira facility completed successful audits by Korea and Saudi FDA and commenced commercial production and supply of two additional products for Europe and one for the US market. Zydus Nicomed commenced production and supply of 7 generic APIs to Nicomed, 3 of which were commercial supplies and 4 were validation batches. Bayer Zydus Pharma, our JV with Bayer Sharing, commenced commercial operations in India successfully. We added 7 products and 3 markets in the out-licensing deal with Abbott Labs. Overall, our share in the sales of JVs was at 4230 million rupees during the year, up by 16%. Talking about the new technologies, we filed 2 ANDAs for transdermal patches with the US FDA and initiated additional projects for development, and at present 8 projects are under development. On the biosimilars front, we launched 5 biosimilar products in India, all developed in-house. We completed toxicity studies for 2 mAbs and initiated toxicity studies for 1 more mAb. On the novel biologics front, we filed clinical trial applications to the DCGI for PEG EPO, which is being developed in collaboration with Prolong Pharma USA, and Revimax, which is being developed in collaboration with WHO. Now let me take you through the broad financial numbers. During the year 2011-12, on a consolidated basis, our total income from operations was up by 14% year-on-year to 52.6 billion rupees from 46.3 billion rupees last year. Profit before interest, depreciation and tax, excluding the impact of exchange rate fluctuation loss on operating transactions, was up by 14% year-on-year to 11772 million rupees from 10287 million rupees last year. The PBIDT margin was up by 0.2% to 22.4% from 22.2% last year. Our revenue spend on R&D increased by 45% to 36.5 38 million rupees, and the R&D spend as a percentage to total income from operations increased from 5.5% last year to 6.9% this year. Net profit, excluding the impact of exchange fluctuation, loss on operating transaction and forex loans, was up by 7% year-on-year to 7468 million rupees from 6992 million rupees last year. Net profit, excluding impact of foreign forex loss for quarter four, was up by 16% to 1781 million rupees. Sharp depreciation of the Indian rupee vis-a-vis global currencies has resulted into a forex loss of 1178 million rupees versus a gain of 147 million rupees. Of this, the loss of 402 million rupees was on foreign currency operating transactions, and the loss of 776 million rupees was on foreign currency borrowings. Our EPS, after considering the impact of foreign losses, stood at 31.87 rupees. The consolidated debt at a gross level stood at 22951 million rupees, and the debt net of cash stood at 11285 million rupees. The consolidated capex for the year was 6495 million rupees, which included the acquisition of the assets of Nature Pharma in the US. Capex on R&D included in this was 423 million rupees. Thank you, and we shall now start the question and answer session. Over to the coordinator for the Q&A.
Thank you very much, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin with the question and answer session. At this time, if you would like to ask a question, you may enter star followed by 1 on your touchtone telephone. If you wish to withdraw your question from the queue, you may enter star followed by 2. Participants are requested to use only handsets while asking a question. Our first question is from the line of Krishna Shah from Envision Capital. Please go ahead.
Good evening, sir. So the question pertains to Zydus Wellness. If you could, you know, tell us what is the outlook for the company and the various product categories for the year ahead.
So as a principle, we do not give guidance.
Yeah.
We can only broadly say that we will have, we clearly see a double-digit growth for the current year, for the upcoming year.
Mm-hmm.
We see that our re-entry into the market through new campaign has given a good response. The market has given a good response, and we are confident that for the next year we should be able to achieve a double-digit growth.
What kind of price hikes are we planning to take this year?
Well, it depends from product to product. So the price hike could be in the vicinity, have an impact of a kind of a single-digit number. I do not have specific number to give you.
Mm-hmm.
We are taking some price in some products where we see cost of goods going up.
Mm-hmm.
There will be some prices, I expect. But the market is responding, has responded well to our advertising campaign. We can clearly see a clear revival of the brand and the sales revival happening. That's
mm-hmm.
what we have seen during the last quarter. We already saw again a double-digit growth in the last quarter, and going forward also, we see the same picture.
We've seen the margins falling for the year. Do you see that coming back on track for us?
There are a couple of things you have to understand. The margin, the numbers are not comparable because when you see the last year, we were basically outsourcing the product.
Mm-hmm.
As a result, we were buying the product and we were not actually producing the product. Now we started producing the product. As a result, the excise duty impact now is in our number.
Correct.
Actually, is refunded, but it's basically seen in that. Secondly, since we started manufacturing in-house,
mm-hmm.
we have some additional costs that we can move from a third party because we have a state-of-art manufacturing brand new facility. We have additional depreciations and other costs.
Sure.
So as a result, there is an impact on overall operating costs. The third is one of the input, which is oil in one of our products,
yes.
Where we see a price increase happening and has happened.
Mm-hmm.
So we see a kind of a negative impact on material costs as far as oil is concerned. Some of these we are able to basically utilize to price increase for sure. And
mm-hmm.
also we see currently there is some advantage we got in some tax benefit in the products using the oil. So considering all that, the oil impact we foresee negative.
Mm-hmm.
The margins what we see now
mm-hmm.
continues to remain, would remain the now margin going forward.
Mm-hmm.
As we improve the production in our Sikkim facility,
mm-hmm.
We would see some synergy.
Mm-hmm.
So we can see that there would be a margin improvement of about 100 basis points next year.
Okay.
On the current level.
This would be on the operating front.
Right.
And the tax rate going ahead would be?
The tax rate going ahead would be the AMT, which is approximately 20%.
Okay. Fine. And just one last question on Sugar Free. I mean, we did see a marginal growth or no growth kind of a scenario. Are we on track for that also?
We are, as far as Sugar Free is concerned, we have some growth.
Mm-hmm.
The growth is not as high as we, but we are now seeing growth improving. We have some strategies which you will know in, soon once we launch those initiatives
mm-hmm.
to show a going forward the growth of Sugar Free also. But Sugar Free is continuing growing, but you know, we are the market leader.
Sure.
And we have actually consolidated the market further, it clearly indicating that we are growing better than the market.
Mm-hmm.
However, since we have not done enough to grow the overall category,
mm-hmm.
we are taking some action to do category growth, which will see going forward the growth picking up.
Okay, fine. Thank you and good luck.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Ritesh Paladia from RBS. Please go ahead.
Thank you, sir. The question again pertains to Zydus Wellness. Sir, last con call you had spoken on the sugar-free wherein industry is getting consolidated and you have increased the market share again in this quarter. Sir, what were the reasons that the sugar-free industry has taken this lackluster growth?
I think overall category growth has not happened, and the reason is that we have not done enough to grow the category as such. So I think more consumer education program should actually help us to grow the category, and you will see some of these actions in next quarter.
Okay. And sir, regarding new product, the Actilife, which was under some legal dispute regarding the regulatory stuff. So is that cleared or it's still in a limbo?
No, we do not have any regulatory issue. We have some. We didn't have any regulatory issue.
There was some ban on the health benefit kind of an publicity. So is that cleared out on Actilife?
No, we didn't have any ban. We have no issue.
Yeah. Okay. And regarding new products, if you can describe what kind of product category you would like to enter in near future?
We will continue introducing product in wellness segment. I think we will see more brand extension coming in the near future.
Any new category where you would like to launch?
At this moment, we do not have any plans to launch a new category.
Okay. That's all from my side. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Kartik Mehta from Daiwa Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello, yeah, hi. Finally, on something on the domestic business here. Pankajbhai, how do you see FY13 or FY12 now that we have the wellness, we have the biochem numbers for 3 months in this quarter, and any particular reason for the strong growth in this quarter for the domestic business?
So I think domestic business is definitely looking better. There are two reasons for that. One is that we have done significant efforts in terms of basically improving the productivity of people, improving the efficiency of the field force, which has actually helped us to see a better performance in the marketplace. To a certain extent, one can also say that you know, the market itself is looking better. There is a couple of percentage growth better you see in the market, which also we are benefiting out of it. So going forward also, we see clearly that we are on the right track and we are now in the acceleration phase. And for FY13, we see a good growth happening, better than the market growth, which definitely happening for FY15. We should be upward of 15%.
This is
without biochem.
So this is without biochem. You said 15% in FY13, right?
Yeah.
And if you can share, is there any improvement in the margins for actually biochem after we acquired, or how is it?
It is too early to comment about it. It's just 3 months since we have started operating. So we'll take a 1 year time before we will be able to tell you that exactly how margin improvements are taking place. We clearly see there is going to be a margin improvement, but we cannot, it's too early for us to comment on that.
And
we are very confident that there are going to be margin improvements.
Okay, and what would be the total field force for formulations in India, including biochem and including Bayer?
Including Bayer, I don't have the number, which I will give you the number.
Okay. And on the U.S. business, in the opening remarks, you shared that without Nesher we grew 18%. What was this on constant dollar? If that number can be available.
Yeah, sure.
On the U.S. business, any update on the USFDA issue that we have? If you would now want to highlight if there has been any inspection, any thoughts on...
We were re-inspected by FDA somewhere in the month of February. Subsequent to the observations, we have made our final submission to FDA and they are reviewing currently. We expect in next 8 weeks FDA will come back to us. We feel positive about the inspection and we should be able to resolve the issue.
Okay, so by resolving the issue, you mean that the existing input alert which is there would actually allow, and then...
First of all, Karthik, there was no import alert.
Sorry.
There was no import alert. We continue supplying the product to USA, so there is no import alert at all. Only thing is our new product approval was under hold, so once this is over, we will have the new product which will actually help us to grow further.
Yeah, I'm sorry for using the word import alert. I meant for the new approvals from the existing plant and the new approvals from where we had asked for an inspection trigger.
The point is that as far as the Baddi facility, which is approved subsequently, we have also received approval from that facility. As far as our current facility is concerned in Ahmedabad, where after this is over, we should get product approval from where we have filed a number of filings in past.
Yeah, and my last question will be, including Nesher in terms of constant US dollar, would you be comfortable with the 15% top line for the US in FY13 and FY14, assuming you have some...
We would need to do better than that, otherwise we can't achieve the 3 billion number, but I think we are confident that we can achieve this kind of number.
And are you factoring any sales in FY14 for the new products for the US market, the ones which are now in stock up?
Yeah, definitely. We are expecting a number of new product launches in FY13 and 14 both.
Okay. Would you want to give any guidance for the...
Well, I think we will not like to talk more about it unless we have resolved this issue, because it is contingent to our resolving the US FDA issues. And once we resolve that, then we'll have number of products coming up. So once we resolve the issue, we would like to give you a guidance. Before that, would not be fair to give a guidance.
Okay. Thank you, Venkata. Thanks.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Ravi Agarwal from Standard Chartered. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Thanks for taking my question. Firstly, if I look at the domestic formulation sales, you mentioned a 23% growth ex Biochem. But if I then try to do the Biochem contribution to the quarter, it comes to a number of close to around 22-23 crores for the full 3 months. I was actually led to believe that Biochem's overall sales, annual sales, are roughly around 250-260 crores. Wondering where the disconnect is in terms of the
contribution. Well, I think your calculations are somewhere wrong. Maybe I would suggest that you can take this off like this. Vishal will be able to explain you exactly. Okay. The numbers are right, what we have told you. And okay. Your numbers on Biochem sales are wrong.
So what is the annual contribution from Biochem? I mean, when you acquire, what is the annual sales in Biochem?
Around 250 crores.
Okay. The second question is on the MTM. I mean, I would believe you would have an MTM forex gain on your loans, on your foreign loans. I was wondering where that would be coming in the quarterly numbers.
We are following hedge accounting now.
Oh. I'm sorry?
So there is a loss in the quarter as well as during the entire year of the forex loans.
Yes, you mentioned there's a 9 crore forex loss for the quarter. But
yes.
The rupee from December to March would have has appreciated, so I'm guessing there would be an MTM forex gain on your forex loans for the quarter. So I was wondering where that number is and what is that amount.
No. Rupee at the end of the March has not appreciated much. And in fact, we had a loss of 6 million rupees during the quarter on forex loans, because we now follow hedge accounting.
Okay. So what you're saying is that the 6 crores is your net forex loss number, and where is it coming from?
6 million rupees.
6 million.
And that is for the quarter four.
Okay. Okay. So that's the net forex number. There's no MTM forex loss or gain as such.
No, that includes everything. This 6 million rupees includes MTM as well as settled everything.
Okay. So the final question is on your other operating income. I mean, it's seen a sharp jump from around 25-30 odd crores run rate to around 53-54 crores. Could you just have a breakup for the quarter, please? What does that constitute?
In case you have received my mail, it already includes the details of other income.
Okay.
Otherwise, I can give you...
No, fine. I'll take it offline. I'll take it offline. Thanks.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Sonal Gupta from UBS. Please go ahead.
Hi. Good evening, everyone. Thanks for taking my question. I just want to understand on this Microbix Eurokinase thing, could you just shed some light on what sort of investment is involved and when do you launch the product, etc.? So can you just talk about that?
So as far as this deal with Microbix is concerned, there was a product which was available in the U.S. market, which was known as Ebokinase, which was an Abbott product. Abbott had some regulatory issue with FDA on their manufacturing facility, and they discontinued the manufacturing. And then this technology and the plant was purchased by Microbix. So it is an approved U.S. product which has to be now reproduced at a new site and go through the US FDA approval. Subsequently, this product can be launched into the US market. So our collaboration with Microbix is basically to take this product to manufacture in India and get FDA approval and launch in the US market. Now, there is no product currently available in the US market for Eurokinase, and the market potential, as we mentioned, is about $400 million.
And
we expect that the product to be launched around 2015.
Okay. And you don't need to do any clinical trials, etc.
No, I don't think we need to do a clinical trial. We are yet to get there from FDA finally, but we don't expect much on the clinical trial.
Okay, and how much investment, I mean, so is this, so you've got the marketing rights for this drug in the US?
Yeah, we are not paying any upfront money, and we are going to basically, whatever we invest is basically to invest in manufacturing of this, and if there is any clinical trial. And that could depend, it is still not estimated, but that could be a small amount, a single digit million dollars.
Okay. And okay, and second, on the domestic business, can you tell us what is your field force now for the domestic business, and how many people have been added during the year?
We can provide you that information. I don't have that, and somebody also will ask, so I will ask Vishal to provide you the information.
Okay, and okay, fine. Thanks for the question.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Monica Joshi from Avendus Securities. Please go ahead.
Hi, thank you for taking my question. Just hypothetically, if you were to get an FDA clearance, whenever it happens, my question is, from that day, in a gap of 6 to 12 months, how many products would you envisage would be open for approval? I mean, how many approvals do you think you will clock in?
I think we expect at least 10, but maybe 15 products approved in 6 months' time.
In 6 months from the date of...
Our dossiers are still being evaluated by FDA. We are completing the process, and once this is over, they will start issuing approval letters.
Right. So you believe that whenever the approval comes in a span of 6 to 12 months, you should have at the lower end 10 and at the higher end 15 approvals from this plant.
Yeah.
And these would primarily be orals, or they would also include injectables and transdermals?
They will include orals and injectables.
Okay.
And nasal products, sorry.
Okay. Just your thoughts on your debt level. When and at what level would you be comfortable with your debt to equity, and do we see the net debt actually now coming down, which is also a function of, do you have any more acquisitions or things in the pipeline, any products that you want to, any loopholes that you want to really plug?
So I think, as I've said in past, let me repeat, our policy is that our debt equity ratio should remain 0.5. So that's our long-term goal. However, it cannot be always 0.5. Our goal, we want the debt equity to remain generally 0.5. It should never exceed 1. Currently, as of this year, it is 0.71.
Okay. So you think that by the end of FY14, you will be closer to 0.5? FY13, you will be closer to 0.5?
We should be.
Okay, great. Just one clarification. We thought that the Forex loss was $90 million as against $6 million. And is this $90 million adjusted in other expenses?
See, the total Forex loss for the quarter was $90 million, of which $6 million was adjusted in the interest cost line, and remaining $84 million rupees was included in the other expenses above EBITDA line.
Above it, better. Okay. So in that, if you adjust 84 crores, you have an operating margin without your other operating income at around 17.6%. Pankaj, what are your thoughts on how do you see this improving? I mean, do you see and do you maintain 100 basis points improvement every year from here?
Yes, we are. And so we are currently running a program. Long back we run a PRISM. We are running now the PRISM 2 program, which is the same PRISM program being done. Last time when we did the PRISM program, we could reduce significantly our non-labor spend cost, and this time also we have an ambitious target to do that. So I clearly see that going forward also we were looking at improving the margins by 100 basis points year on year.
And you think FY13 will be the first year when you see the traction coming in?
Yes.
Nice. Thank you so much and wish you the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Girish Bakru from HSBC. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Thanks for taking my question. First on
The GLE business, hospital recently mentioned that market share is still pretty strong in docetaxel at 50%, and the pricing erosion is also just 40%. So, I mean, what is the broader color as to where this product might go in future?
Currently, as Hospira said, they have market share and we are seeing the sales and the margins coming out of it. But I do not have further idea on that. I think I would strongly urge that you follow Hospira's guidance.
Okay, but JV revenue as such per se from Hospira will see another peak right this year, given there will be further product introduction and all.
Should be, but we cannot comment on that because you know, it all depends upon how Hospira does in the marketplace.
Right. And on the U.S. side, I mean, you mentioned that you might be launching some products including nasals. When would we see larger launches, say, on the aerosol, transdermal, or modified release products? Would this be post to FY14 or could it be an event before FY14?
Well, some of them will be post in FY14 and some of them post FY14. So nasal should come in FY14, but some other product can come in post FY14.
So, I mean, just to get more specific, transdermals will essentially be in FY14 post opportunity, right?
Well, we don't, I think that would be the right thing to say, yeah.
Right. Any color on the introductions from Nesher? I mean, you have commented earlier that you might introduce two more products this year, FY13. So, would we be able to launch?
Yeah, we should be able to launch two products this year.
Right. And incremental, how many ANDAs we are filing, say, targeted in this year?
This year we are targeting to file about 30 ANDAs.
And these new filings are happening from Baddi now, or where are
they? Yeah, they're happening from Baddi and Ahmedabad both. But we have a new manufacturing site in Ahmedabad from where it is being filed.
Right.
Which is located in special economic zone.
Right. All right, then that's helpful. Thanks.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Venu Pathipirampil from IIFL. Please go ahead.
Hi. Just a follow-up question. You know, earlier somebody had asked to doubt about that domestic business growth. Actually, most of us have that doubt, so it would be great if you clarify it, because you said biochem revenue was about 260 crores a year. If we roughly calculate a quarter's revenue and remove that, then the growth doesn't come anywhere close to the 23% you are saying.
Well, I think there is some calculation mistake, so we can actually give you the number, because I think somebody else again will ask me the question. So I can just, Abhishek, can you give the number?
Yeah, see, the 260 crore number which Mr. Pankaj Patel gave was the annualized number. The number which is reflected in our consolidated accounts for the quarter four in domestic formulations business is 56 crore rupees. Hello.
Yeah. Please.
And for the entire year, it is about 71 crore. Because we started reporting biochem numbers in our consolidated account from last quarter only, and last quarter also only 10 days sales was reported, which was about 10-11 crore rupees. So total sales for the entire year reported in this is 71 crore rupees.
I think he wants only the quarter number.
Okay, right. So this quarter it is 56 crores.
Yes.
Okay. And this Bayer joint venture revenues, are they part of the joint venture revenues that you are giving?
Yes. Yeah, it's a part of the joint venture revenues.
Okay. And were there any existing products in Cadillac's domestic business that was moved there?
Yes.
How big was that?
No, not now. It was removed at that time when we formed the joint venture.
Yeah, but still, roughly to assess the impact of that.
Yeah, Vishal, can you give some...
See, Vinu, I believe why it is creating confusion is because when we moved these products from Cadila to Bayer Zydus, we have now started reporting the previous year number adjusting for that shift. So when we said 23% growth in domestic business, excluding biochem, It is also excluding the product shifted to buyer guidance from the previous year corresponding quarter number.
So this is the real growth.
So this is the real growth, apple to apple comparison. Now coming to your question on the sales base which was shifted to buyer guidance, it was about in excess of 90 crore rupees.
Okay, great. Thank you.
That is for the entire year.
For the entire year. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Nimish Mehta from MP Advisors. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for taking the question. Most of the questions have been answered. I just wanted to have your thoughts on a possible approval of this product Azilastin or Astalin by Meda Pharma. Now that you are looking at the clearance of your facility, do you expect that to come in the near future?
Yeah, we expect that once we have resolved the issues with FDA, we should have the approval of that product.
I see. So this would be a part of the held up approval, right?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, fine. Thank you very much.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Amit Hiramat from Enam AMC. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Thanks for taking my question and congratulations on very good set of numbers, sir. My question is related to the profitability we have shown during the quarter, where the EBITDA margin has increased by 150 BPS, although there is a slowdown in the GE business on the higher base. So I just want to know if any of your verticals have shown exceptional profitability during the quarter, or this is the something run rate we should be looking forward?
Well, I think when domestic business does well, then you can definitely see a improvement in margin.
Okay. So, any guidance you can give about the domestic pharmacy business? I mean, what could be the EBITDA or the gross margin?
Difficult to say that, as we don't give guidance at all.
Also, last year there was a one-time bonus payment because of Azibillion, which is not there this time. So, that also improves our profitability to some extent.
Okay. And sir, what would be the CAPEX for FY13 and FY14 if possible?
Usually about 650 crores.
I'm sorry, I didn't get that.
650 crores.
Okay. And this includes CAPEX. What would be the CAPEX for wellness then? In this?
Consolidated. This is consolidated number of the whole company. Wellness will not be significant number in that.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Thanks.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Jaisal Shah from JM Financial. Please go ahead.
Yeah, just a couple. One is on the tax rate for the coming year. Any guidance on that?
Maybe about 20%. We would be close to match rate.
Okay. And this CAPEX number which you mentioned is spread over 2 years, right? Mm-hmm. Or is it like 1 year?
This is 1 year number. 1 year.
Oh, 1 year number. Okay. And can you give us an update on the liposomal product that you have in that partnership?
Yeah, we are currently in the process of filing the IND with USA and initiate the registration process in USA. We are also conducting phase 3 study in India for registering into some emerging market this product. So this is what the update is. We expect that this product should have approval and revenues coming up from developed markets in FY14 onwards.
Right. And just lastly, on your R&D expenditure for the coming period, do you think you'll be able to maintain it at 7% of sales, or do you think it will
it should come down a little bit because we don't expect the R&D expenditure to significantly jump, so it should come to around 6%.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Chirag Dagli from ICICI Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good evening, sir. Just wanted your sense of what are the contours of the issues that were raised by the US FDA at the time of the re-inspection, just to give us some incremental comfort on, you know, on the issues per se. Were there major, minor, number of observations that were raised, if at all, any color whatsoever that you can give us?
There were no critical or major observations. There were observations which are basically more suggestive in nature. So that's what I can only say. Beyond that, it's very difficult to comment on individual things.
So the issues basically were, you know, asking you to carry out some changes post which, you know, essentially the issues would have got resolved.
That's what we think. That is what we think. We cannot comment on what FDA is thinking, but that's what our thinking is.
Okay. And second, sir, obviously we've seen some element of pushback of approvals that we were expecting through last year, which have not come through. Now, I'm thinking, is there a case that some of these products, the opportunity itself, by virtue of being not coming on time, may have got diluted significantly?
Not for all products, but one or two products, yes.
One or two, but it's not any major loss of opportunity per se.
They were not like first to market bigger purchases. We basically have selected products there and where we see clearly an opportunity from other angles, and we are seeing that those opportunities still exist.
Okay. Thank you so much, sir, and all the best.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Preeti Arora from Kotak. Please go ahead.
Yeah, if I look at your sales growth for the year, three geographies, have reported this single-digit number. That's LATAM, emerging markets in Europe. So, do you expect the growth to pick up, or what are the issues here?
We expect the growth to pick up, first of all. I think if you go by market, then emerging markets, we have significant sales in some markets like Algeria, Sudan, and where we saw a kind of a political unrest or change in government policy, where the sale became from that number to zero. So that has some extent impact on that, but those are now past, and going forward we clearly see that a good growth will happen as far as emerging market is concerned. The other, the LATAM is basically a lower growth in Brazil because product approvals came late, but now we have the product approvals coming up, so we see a clearly growth coming up. Also, there was some delay in granting a quota because we have some of the controlled substance drugs in Brazilian market where some quotas were delayed during the year. They are now in position, it should be okay in terms of growing the LATAM market. The third territory, talk about Europe. Europe has economic problems given the French market has, overall French market is not growing at this moment for the industry. And we are seeing that that's why the market growth for us also is not big. And there was a kind of a price increase happening, which has not happened now this time. As a result, there are some kind of thing. In Spain, in particularly, the reimbursement were delayed for the pharmacists. And as a result, the pharmacists had nothing to but stop destocking the goods. Now the government has committed to pay in the month of May, and so that again the demand should pick up as far as Spanish market is concerned. So all of this combined factor has affected. So I can say that for both LATAM and emerging market, we clearly see growth. Europe is still not very clear whether we can see significant growth, but we should be able to maintain our market.
Okay, that's very helpful. And any update on Abbott? Will you be launching products starting this year?
I expect this financial year launch of some products in Abbott.
Okay, so any sales number you can show from this JV?
No, I don't have the numbers, but approvals have started coming in for products, and our expectation is that by October, November, we should be able to launch.
Okay.
These are going to be initially in Eastern European market.
Okay, Eastern European, you said. And how many products are you expecting to launch?
Numbers, I don't have it with me.
Okay, so. And Hospira JV, so have all the six products been launched in US, Europe during FY12?
In Europe, we have launched all the six products. In US, we are in US only, we have launched three products. Up till now, three more are going to be launched.
All right. Okay, thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Ashish Rathi from Equirus. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good evening, sir. Thanks for taking my question. My question basically is with regards to the future home market as we have categorized in our VCB. So So basically, Mexico as a market, any particular color outlook you can throw on that? How are the price of the prospects from this market, and what would be the dynamics, and when can we expect this to be actually contribute meaningful revenues for us?
So I think as last year we started filing products in Mexico, we expect approvals to happen during this year, and we expect launch in next financial year. The market has a good potential, large market with good margins. That's what I can say.
Okay, so like when we, sir, just a rough number, if you can tell me, it's a $3 billion target we are achieving out of these four verticals. You know, so future home market, what, how much is with the contribution, say, in percentage term, or what chunk of it will be from this particular area?
They are future home markets, so they are not going to become the significant contributor for the $3 billion number, but we expect them to contribute approximately 10% of the sales target.
Yeah, and the Brazil per se, we are right now around from 5 to 6% of sales for the company Brazil. And do we see it scaling up in terms of as a percentage of total sales for the company in the next couple of years or so?
Yeah.
Okay. Any particular number that we are looking at for this?
Well, we don't give number guidance, as you know, that as a company we don't give it. But broadly, I can say we are going to achieve a $3 billion number. 10% of that will come from the this market, which we are talking about as a future home market.
Fine. And the Japan market, I believe we had launched a couple of new products in this quarter itself, the quarter gone by, and we are supplying from India now for these couple of products?
We are supplying products from India. We have not launched a new product in this quarter. In the quarter one, now next coming quarter, we are launching new product.
Okay, because the growth for the quarter one is only 5%, so we can expect going forward with the launch of these two new products?
Yeah, we expect good growth coming with the launch of new products coming from India.
That helps, sir. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Rahul Sharma from Carvey. Please go ahead.
Sir, just wanted clarity on the Forex loss for the year, which was there. How is the breakup coming of 117 crores, which has been there?
Out of this 118 crore, 40 crore has been booked above the EBITDA line, and 78 crore has been booked as part of the interest cost.
40 crore is in the expenses, okay. And the rest is in, you're saying, interest cost.
Yeah.
Okay. And so how many products have we launched in the U.S. market in this current quarter?
This last quarter, we did not launch any new products.
Okay. Any new products to be launched in the first 6 months? Is it in sight what we are looking at, sir?
We are looking at it, but this is subject to our resolving the FDA issues.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Hardik Vora from Dolat Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Yes.
Hi, this is Bhavan Sapankar. I just wanted to know, is there any painful addition in the domestic market now going forward?
No.
Now, we'll probably consult at this level and focus on more of sales to come.
That's why we are basically focusing on sales for this next year as now.
Okay, perfect. And next year, CapEx that you've guided, what would be prominently going to that for the future growth drivers of
that? Yeah, for future formulation plant expansion.
Okay. And should we build in numbers in the Nycomed JV since products are now, and I believe there's a generic API as well, any big numbers that could come in from it?
No, we don't expect big numbers.
All right, fine. All the best, sir. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Ranveer Singh from Sharekhan. Please go ahead.
Thanks for taking my question. Most of my question has been answered. The only bookkeeping question for Forex loss. I think previously it was Forex gain. So which line item this was adjusted in?
Yeah, last year the Forex gain was 15 crore rupees total, of which about 4 crore rupees was booked as part of the interest cost, and the remaining was booked above the EBITDA line.
Okay. And the another question relates to Zydus Wellness. The kind of gross margin we see this quarter, Is it sustainable or for what should I expect, what level of gross margin is going forward?
It looks sustainable if it maintains the product mix as we have now in this quarter, then I think we see that product mix are improving because of some of the key products are showing growth.
Okay, and that's all from my side.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Kaushik Pal from Kotak Mutual Fund. Please go ahead.
My question is, 650 crore capex seems like a pretty, big number. If you can, sort of guide us in which site this is being spent.
The capex is mainly in the expanding the formulation manufacturing capacity and also for biological manufacturing.
Okay, and this is in Ahmedabad itself, or?
Yeah, this is in Ahmedabad.
Okay, and secondly, I wanted to know. You mentioned that for the full year, 90 crore was the, sales in the beer JV. Now, I just want to know, how has been the underlying performance, because almost four quarters have, gone by. I think more than four quarters when the JV was formed and products were transferred. How were the underlying performance of the products, and are we, getting any benefit from the tie-up?
So, first of all, it's not four quarters, it's less than four quarters, three and a half quarters.
Okay.
And the JV is doing well. They are growing the business and they are on target. Actually, they are overshooting the target.
Okay.
So, the JV is doing well.
Okay. Any color in terms of how many products are being sold there, whether you have launched anything from the Bayer stable there?
We have launched a new product from Bayer stable also, and we are planning to launch more. However, this being a joint venture, I may not be able to comment more.
Okay. Okay. That's it from us.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Devesh Patak from Goldman Sachs Asset Management. Please go ahead.
Hi, good evening. FY12 CAPEX, 650 crores you mentioned, this included the acquisition or this was excluding acquisition?
Yes, this included acquisition of Nature assets.
Only Nature?
Yeah, the other two are pure company acquisitions. While in case of Nature, we acquired the assets.
And Nature was around 300 crores, right?
No,
200 crores. Okay. And this, you talked about CAPEX going into biological and formulation capacities, but it still looks high. So is there a front ending of the CAPEX, and probably CAPEX will come down in FY14 or 15?
Yeah, that's right. Your assumption is right. Because we need capacity to basically achieve the 3 billion number. So if you don't invest it now, then we will not be ready to service the market.
Okay. But is it fair to say that current capacity is being fully utilized, or there is still some idling of capacity right now?
There is little capacity available, but we need to expand capacity to achieve the 3 billion number.
Okay. And in other operating income, 84 crores of others, can you give a sense of what that is?
Yeah, I can. It is already given in the communication. However, I'll
it's mentioned
it
as others. I'm asking what is others.
That includes a host of so many things. I can provide the details
offline. Okay, great. Thank you so much.
Thanks.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Ashish Gandlavar from Spark Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, sir, I had a few questions on Zydus Wellness. Just wanted to know the status of Everyouth and how you are looking at the scenario panning out for this product going ahead.
We have started re-advertising the products of Everyouth range, and the market is responding well.
Okay.
We are also increasing significant below the line activity.
Okay.
All both put together, we are seeing good response from market.
Mm-hmm.
So we see that there is a good revival of the brand, and we should see the brand growing now.
Okay. So apart from A&P, any other strategy that you think that is required in this case, especially for Everyouth?
I think we require more than A&P, more below the line activity.
Okay. And how are we in terms of distribution of all the three products that we have? Can that be a driver of growth in the scenario where the competition...
Absolutely right. You're absolutely right. That requires a lot of below-the-line activity.
Okay. So distribution can bring in substantial
right.
amount of growth despite the market getting crowded.
Yeah.
Okay. Sir, when would we be able to... you would be able to share some strategic initiatives on Zydus Wellness because investors are...
I think after the next quarter, we are planning to basically... have a special meeting in Bombay to meet all of you and basically have a specific meeting with Zydus Wellness.
Okay. Okay. And sir, on Sugar Free, has the growth come back? I think the last 2-3 quarters were pretty bad. So any kind of revival and what has went wrong there? You said that the category is not growing, but given the potential that this has, it's very difficult to imagine why it wouldn't have grown.
Because we have not done good job. That's the reason why the category is not growing, because we are the market.
Yes.
We have 90% market share. If we don't do good job, the market doesn't grow. And I think we identified what we need to do it, and we have figured out we are going to implement those plans.
Okay.
And we'll see going forward the market will improve.
And finally, on Nutralite, what are your views? Because there seems to be quite a bit of unorganized competition and all those stuff that we were told. So, similar problems.
I think we are basically focusing more on the brand building and premium segment.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where we will see the future growth to come and margins to come.
Okay. Any guidance on A&P? Because you're spending a lot, we saw in the last quarter. So, next year it should be pretty much, I mean, good increase over this last year as far as spends are concerned on advertising. So, any number that you target off the top line?
I think we have, see, what you see here is that last year, the quarter we had zero spending on A&P and this quarter we have spent, so you see that kind of a jump there, but it is basically, because last year we didn't advertise in this quarter, that's why you see that. Going forward, I think we are going to see a kind of a uniform advertising campaign across the year, and as a result, we would see a kind of a little higher but not significantly higher advertising spending. More spending would actually happen on below the line.
Okay. But exactly what would you be targeting on below the line activities? Anything to share on that?
Well, you know, this is usual stuff, so I don't even tell you. But it's like a lot of field activity, basically.
Okay, fine. And on the CapEx, can you share anything that you need to spend this year? The plant is already commissioned and secured.
Not significant spending is required as far as Zydus Wellness is concerned.
Okay.
We need to add some capacity in Nutralite area.
Okay.
So we are expending about 4 crore rupees the capital investment.
Okay. And in Sikkim, is it 100% of production of the two products that is coming from Sikkim, or is it still in the transition phase?
No, it's all fully produced in Sikkim now.
Okay. Fine, sir.
Thanks a lot. Thank you. The next question is from the line of Aniruddha Joshi from Anand Rathi. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir. Just wanted to know further details on the strategy of Everyuth brand. So, over there, most of the large players have already entered the market, like HUL or Himalaya, etc., Johnson & Johnson. So, that category will remain far more competitive going ahead. So, though we are doing some amount of higher ad spend right now, where do you see probably the future of the Everyuth brand as such in terms of face wash over the next 2-3 years?
So, I think we have some differentiated products and better products. So, we clearly think going forward we will win.
Okay. So, and in case of Sugar Free, can you just elaborate what are the activities we are doing to revive the growth in that category?
As I mentioned, we are increasing our below-the-line activity, which is more towards consumer education, so that the overall usage goes up, more number of people start using it. That's what we are planning to do.
Okay. And can you roughly indicate what was the revenue breakup for the big three brands?
We are not giving for commercial reason breakups.
Okay. And any numbers you would like to share on ActiLife?
No. Because we're not sharing the number
that
I told you, so we
will
not be able to share.
Okay, sir. Very lastly, on the Purifier brand, which you had launched in hand sanitizer market. Any update on that?
Not significant traction to that.
Is it withdrawn or is
it? Is not withdrawn, but it's just not big sale.
Okay, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, that was the last question. I would now like to hand the floor back to Dr. Nayak for closing comments.
Well, thank you very much, and look forward to interacting with you again after the first quarter of the new financial year in the month of July, August. Thank you.
Thank you. On behalf of Cadila Healthcare Limited, that concludes this conference call. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.